Unit 6. Stress. Paired Listening. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Health and You. This is Josh Johnson.
And Max Philbright.
And let's jump into today's podcast. There's been lots of stressful comments on our homepage lately, requesting us to do a talk about, well, stress.
Yeah, it's been on our radar for some time now. Ever since the COVID pandemic, I think people have felt a lot more stress in their daily lives.
I hear you, Max. The last few years have been tough. Speaking of stress, you know, yesterday I read online that the Japanese have one of the most stressful societies in the world. Not a good work-life balance there, I suspect.
I suspect you're right, Josh. Recently I've heard the word karoshi being used by the US and UK media more and more.
Karoshi? Oh, death from overwork. I've heard folks in Japan are known for working long hours. I also heard that the suicide rate there is pretty high as well.
That's not good.
Physically, being overworked can be hard on the body. Long term, people can suffer from things like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. The key is to recognize early on when your health is suffering and to take action to change your behavior.
And action is what we want to focus on today. So let's count down our top 5 ways to manage your stress if you're feeling overworked.
And here we go. Number 1. Stop bringing your work home with you. Try to separate your work life from your home life. This also means no checking those pesky work emails when you are sitting on the sofa.
Number 2. Fix your insomnia. If you have trouble sleeping, try some yoga or meditation. Also, avoid those late-night caffeinated drinks and stop looking at your smartphone before bed. Getting a good night's sleep is so important.
Number 3. Stop spending so much time thinking about work. It's important to pursue free time activities like gardening or cooking, but be careful not to replace one kind of stress with another, like over-drinking alcohol.
Number 4. Get more exercise. Nothing fixes a bad day at the office more than a good workout. It burns calories and will boost your mood.
And number 5. Socialize. Spend time with friends or family after work finishes. It will help release the day's stress.
Well, Josh, that about does it for today. Tune in next week when we discuss the benefits of a good night's sleep.